The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, today's first reading from the first letter of John, such a remarkable reading because, John just affirms so positively, who we are. We who are baptized, we are the children of God. That is who we are. And of course, being that we are the children of God, if we maintain our faith, says John, so if we continue to call upon the Lord, if we continue to walk on our journey, imperfect though we may be, and imperfectly though we may live, what John says is, then we are going to see him as he is. And of course, he says, we don't know what that means, but we do know that if we maintain our faith, that when we meet him, we will see him as he is. Now that word see, every time you see it, right, one form or another, in John's gospel, you know what's this thing has multiple levels in it, right? So it's not just visually seeing. Thank God for that, at least in my case, right? So it's not just seeing in a visual sense, though that's included. Seeing for John is understanding. So what he's saying to us is we're going to be able to sort of understand not just, who Jesus is ontologically. We're going to understand his heart. We're going to, as he is, this such an amazing statement, we're going to be able to understand in a sense his love. And so we're going to understand his belovedness. We're going to understand who he is before the Father. We're going to understand the significance of that for us. We're going to be like him. That's the second part of the statement. Because we're going to see him, that is, understand him as he is. And that means understand with the heart, not just the mind. We're going to understand him as he is in the heart. And that means we're going to be just like him. In love, we're going to be like him in the renunciation of egocentricity. We're going to be like him in a sense in belovedness, right? And in this, each in our own unique ways, right? And we're all very different. There's going to be the Joan way and the Annette way and the Beverly way and the Evelyn way and the Hank way. There's going to be all these unique ways in which that belovedness and that, ability to love will be brought to fruition. And then when we practice that love with, of course, the Lord who we see as he is, when we practice that love with one another too, we'll be brought to the fullness of joy. John 15:11, right? I tell you all these things that my joy may be yours and your joy may be complete. You will love one another as he has loved us. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.